We're talking baseball and the Auckland Tuatara, and joining us from the Auckland Tuatara is Jason Matthews. G'day, Jason. How are you?
Good morning, man. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Good. You guys have actually just got back from Perth. How was that series, mate? I mean, good to get a win on the road.
Yeah, man, it was awesome. The guys played really good, and yeah, we were going in with they're a tough competition, but we were going like full blazing, and we were ready to compete, and we came away with the series dub. So we're proud of that.
Yeah, I know there's a few people in that setup out of Texas, mate. They would have been enjoying the heat over there as opposed to what they've got back here.
Yeah, but they enjoyed it. They said it was too dry for them, though. You know? It's not like the American heat.
Yeah, they can't keep them happy, mate. Can't keep them happy.
Yeah, can't keep them happy.
How are you with your form? I mean, you've been going pretty good with the bat so far this season.
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to stay locked in, confident in myself that I can get the job done like any way I can. And I just, you know, just practicing hard, trying to get ready for my season too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're here on loan from the White Sox in Major League Baseball. You've played, obviously, college baseball as well. How much have you done on loan at the feeder systems, you know, like AA, AAA, et cetera?
Well, I played with the AA team in spring training, but during the season, I was with the High A team, and I was just learning a lot from all those guys, because some of those guys are like, it was their time to go to AA, so I was just learning as much as I can from them and then implement it to my game, and then hopefully that takes me to the next level. So just being around those guys that I know that are going to the next level will help me get to where I want to be.
And, I mean, the level, you talk about the level, you're at High A, you know, the way the system works, and it's AA, AAA, and then the majors. I mean, where does the ABL stack up compared to those sort of competitions?
I think it's in the mix of it. Like, the competition we're in the ABL is kind of like High A. We got a bunch of guys. We play against a bunch of guys that have been in the High A system, AA system, and a few guys that are in the major leagues that have made it that far. And so it's kind of like the competition that I was in last year. So I'm competing really well against them, and I feel comfortable.
What are the work-ons for you? I mean, obviously you're great, you know, as a shortstop. It's down to talent and reactions. And with the bat, you know, it's reading pitches and having the power. But what are those little indefinables that you got to work on that get you from one level to the next?
I think it's just all about being confident in yourself and doing all the fundamental drills right, all the fundamental stuff, field a routine ground ball, play catch with your first baseman when throwing it across the infield, and just having really good ABs. And I think doing all that every day consistently will get you to the top and where you want to be.
Can you, at a certain level, can you start to read what's going to be a fastball, what's going to be a slider, what's going to be a knuckleball, etc.? Or does that differ pitcher to pitcher?
That's different pitcher to pitcher. And when you get up in levels, you start setting pitches that you want to hit in certain counts, because baseball's tough enough sport as it is. You know, it's hard to read pitching, so you just either pick one or just... You get lucky and hit the ball.
That sounds that sounds like how I would roll. Jason, I mean, you know, it becomes a bit of a game of chess, doesn't it? You know, the pitcher will go, hey, I'm going to give you a fastball and I'm going to let you see what a fastball looks like. And then he might disguise a knuckleball so it looks like a fastball.
Yeah, it is a game of chess, man. Like, you think you're going to be getting your pitch every time and you don't, and then he comes around and pitches you away, behind, like just different pitches in like certain counts. So if you're ahead in the count, you're like, oh, okay, I'll get a fastball hit differently for him to get a strike, but he gives you an off speed and you're like, oh, okay, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
So it's just back and forth, like competing against each other, and you just got to sit your own pitch and what location.
I would imagine a lot of that then, you know, outside of standing in a batting cage, hitting 1,000 balls out of the machine is one thing you can do, but it doesn't prepare you for that mental challenge. So what do you guys do in a professional environment? Might not even be at the Tuatara, might be something you do in the White Sox setup that it fine-tunes the mind, if you like, in the mental side of the game.
Yeah, so we practice hitting every pitch to the best we can and driving it to the other side of the field. But most of the time, it's just see ball and react to the ball. But you also talk about approach. So our approach, every hitter's approach is like different, but mine's middle away, fastball, and then I'll just react to an off-speed in. So if I see an off-speed in, I know it's going to be middle, and I can drive it back up the middle. But if I see a fastball inside, I'm definitely taking it because that's not my pitch I want. I just want a middle away so I can drive the ball and hopefully drive guys in and on base.
You talk about see the pitch hit the ball. What's the reaction time between the ball, you know, leaving a guy's hand and it getting to the plate?
Oh, man, it feels like a split second with all these guys throwing really hard. But I think that's how it is. You just sit in the pitch, and then if you see that for a split second, you swing.
Yeah, right. And that, so that reaction timing, that's obviously something you do in training as well. You're training those fast twitch fibers and your reaction and the messaging from your eye to your brain to your arms.
Yeah, so you block out everything from your mind and you just see the ball and then bam, whack it back up the middle. So it's just you develop it over time, like pro ball or college, pro ball. It just gets better and better each level you go to.
What's been the big adjustment for you? I mean, obviously you grew up in Papakura, and then you went and did college in the States, and now you know obviously been signed to the White Sox. What's that adjustment been like for you?
It's a pretty big adjustment from college to Pro Bowl. Pitches are more developed, more in tune with knowing their stuff, how their stuff works. So I think the biggest challenge for me was the mental side of baseball. Knowing what pitches are going to be coming and which counts, and learning to understand myself mentally, if I'm struggling, what's going to help me get through that, and what can I do to improve my mental state to move up further and become mentally stronger in different divisions.
So that with the college ball, is it? I know this is a generalization, but is it kind of like because of the age of the guys, there's a bit of alpha dog going on and it's just guys trying to throw as hard and as fast as they can most of the time?
Yep, that's how it is. Guys trying to throw hard and they think they can gas a fastball by you, but you just, as pro ball hitters now, like, it's not going to work. You got to have good stuff to get really good hitters out.
So that's the difference for pitchers. What have you noticed as the difference for you as a shortstop in the field and then as a bat as well? What have been the work-ons for you switching from college to Pro Bowl?
Probably in Pro Bowl, they hit the ball a lot harder than college. And I can tell you that, like, the ball gets on you really quick. And that's the one thing I learned first season, first ground ball. Boom, ground ball hits me in the chest. I'm like, okay, they hit the ball really hard.
So
just hitting, it's just like, yeah, just stay in your approach, see the ball and hit the ball.
Yeah,
you got to keep it simple because it's hard enough. You start thinking about all this stuff on your own and then that might get you in trouble down the line.
Yeah, man, it's everything just happens that much faster. What about the adjustments for you to being in that pro environment with the White Sox and how did that opportunity come about that you got signed to one of the Major League Baseball teams out of Chicago?
Yeah, so I went to a junior college for 2 years in Iowa. Did really well there defensively and then got a Division I scholarship in South Carolina and hit really well. Defense was really well and then had no offers after there. So I went to an independent ball club and played 3 months there. Played really well. Average was high. Defense was really good. And my coach in that team was he used to be with the White Sox. He was affiliated with the White Sox, and he told them that I was a good teammate, really good ball player. I got much to learn, and because I just started playing baseball not too long ago, and then they took a risk on me, and they said it was a good risk.
That's
how I got there.
Yeah, man, that's great. That's great news for you. What's the rivalry like between the White Sox and the Cubs in Chicago? And have you had much of experience to that? You know, we're walking around in your White Sox gear and getting some Cubs fan yell abuse at you from the other side of the street. You got any of that sort of stuff going on?
No, I haven't had any of that, actually. But there's there's a bit of a competition between some of us on our teams, you know, like oh, my club's better than your club and all that. So it's just banter going back and forth and saying who's the best club. But no, I haven't had any of that on the streets yet.
Okay. And who's got the best banter at the Tuatara other than you?
Oh, probably the Americans there. They take the mickey out of everything, so it's funny.
Yeah. They like a chat, man. They like a chat.
They love it.
Yeah. What about this weekend, man? What can we expect this weekend? What do you make of the Oppo this weekend, and how confident are you of another series win?
Pretty confident in our team. Like, the boys are on a high right now, and I think if we believe in ourselves that we can, like, win this competition, I think we'll give every team a run for their money and just prove to the ABL that we deserve to be here and win that ship.
How deep?
Yeah, the boys just got to stay confident.
Yeah, right. I mean, a lot of it is belief and confidence.
Yep.
How deep is that Aces roster?
Oh, I heard they were pretty deep with a lot of big names and high talented guys. But we just got to compete with them, and I know that we can compete with them.
Yeah, underway tomorrow night at North Harbour Stadium, a 7 o'clock start there, and then a double header on Saturday at 3 and 7 o'clock, and then a Sunday morning at 11 start as well. So, in terms of managing yourself as an athlete, are you likely to play most of all four games as a shortstop and part of the batting roster?
Yeah, I've been playing every game since we started. I'll be playing third base, second base, and DH.
Designated hitter.
Yep. That's a light day off.
That's a light day off.
It's not a day off, but it's a light day off.
You'll take it, man. You'll take it. Hey, Jason, thanks very much for your time, man. It's been great chatting to you. Best of luck this weekend against Melbourne, and fingers crossed we're talking to you about a pennant in a little while, eh?
Yep, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Go well. There we go. Jason Matthews from the Auckland Tuatara talking to us that series against Melbourne at North Harbour Stadium right across this weekend.